Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever since I met you, I could beat depression. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress you. I could see your state of misery from the introduction. Ain't about no sucking or touching, just all this discussion. Maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't want to take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you things that you can buy. I can see you.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah, 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed, and potentially 3:30 Country.
Monitoring the 3:30 Country.
Monitoring the situation.
The fans are chanting. 3:30 Country.
No one's chanting that. No one's chanting it.
Just keep the tempo up.
With what?
The 232 Pac.
No.
With the country?
With the country.
Yeah.
I just don't, we can't do the sad country.
There hasn't been much sad country out there. I don't know.
Well, you had that You had that one song. I was like, no, this ain't it.
Well, it's just hard to find, you know, it's not like beats in country. And I'm not doing hip hop.
No, real country. It should be, if it's going to be country, it should be actual country.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not really return music. Rock's return music.
Yes.
Rap's return music. Yep. Country's not.
No.
We'll force it in there.
Yeah, we'll see. We do have a next question today. You'll call up with your sports point. Next question, it is Mickey Mouse's birthday. So happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point. We'll ask you next question. Who is your go-to favorite number one cartoon character of all time? Jack?
Yeah, so you guys mocked this in the meeting. Absolutely, because you guys are old. But the correct answer is SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean, it's a Mount Rushmore answer. For my generation, it's probably the best cartoon to exist. I know you guys are going to romanticize the old low
We're
stem.
We're definitely going old school. Yep. Yeah, it's not a damn SpongeBob.
But SpongeBob for, I think, 33 and under.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the GOAT.
I think it's the GOAT. Yeah.
I guess my kids would probably say SpongeBob. I don't know. Elijah might say SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I'm going... It's so many, man. You know, I'm going to go with the one that probably won't get picked. So it has to be a character, right?
Character.
If I'm going a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So many of them. I probably got to go Scooby-Doo.
Ah, Scooby-Doo's a great one.
Ah, Scoob's a big answer.
Scooby-Doo's a great one.
It's kind of a little underrated. I feel like a lot of them have held up for a long time. Yeah. Scoob, I feel like, is being left by the wayside.
Got canceled.
Did it get canceled?
No, I'm just kidding.
Who got Scoob?
Yeah. Scooby got canceled. They found out some Reddit threads he was on.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, maybe I didn't hear about it.
All right. So mine is not super old, Jack. And you will remember this one. But it is down the middle for Gen X. And my favorite cartoon character of all time is Beavis. Now, Beavis and Butthead and if I have to pick one of them, it's definitely Beavis.
I think that's what they call me and you on the Eagles Reddit.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead? Really? That makes sense. Yeah. The show was great because the cartoon interludes were great, but it was really them watching the MTV videos and riffing on the videos. And now, this was before DVD and before, like you know, TiVo or DVR or whatever. My brother, when I was away at college, because I didn't have cable, taped 18 hours or something, two videotapes, maybe it was 12 hours, of Beavis and Butthead and sent them to me at college so I could watch Beavis and Butthead at college. But Beavis is number one for me. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Marks Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these recent reports coming out about the Eagles' offense have you worried about the rest of the season? Yes or no is the Twitter question. Ike, what do you think the response is?
Give me that question again.
Do these recent reports coming out about the Eagles' offense have you worried about the rest of the season?
Well, I would say it's probably leaning more no,
yeah,
because people would rather, until they have to face it to become the reality, you're going to try to ignore it or what have you. So I'd say let's go 65% no.
You nailed it. 64.7% no.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think generally, I understand the emotional response. When you hear, I think this is any part of life, mm-hmm, when you hear something, even if it is from a reliable source, you are, if you don't want to believe it, you don't believe it.
Right.
And again, the thing that we started off the show with, it's not about whether coaches are frustrated with Jalen or not frustrated with Jalen. It's the fact that they need to publicly get it out there so they're not being blamed for it.
Yeah.
And it is right off the heels of the AJ stuff, which I also think is embarrassing that they can't shut down. Mm-hmm. If you can't, I keep saying this, if you can't shut it down, send them home. Bench him. I honestly, for an 8-2 football team that is supposed to be all about culture, that should be the number one thing.
Yeah, that's the thing to me. It isn't as much as is it true or is it not, meaning that is Jalen not a part of the reason or a big part of the reason? That's minor to me, quite frankly. Get that fixed on the inside. If he's struggling in a certain area, then continue to coach him up. If he doesn't want to be coached up or he won't change, then I guess that's something you'll address at a later date and time when the season is over with. Because now as you reflect and look back on the season, you could say, okay, well, what prevented us from correcting some of these things? Why couldn't we move forward? And if there's some reluctance there from players or certain player or what have you, then you need to address that during the offseason. The way you deem fit to address it. But during the season, and you're trying to win, you have an obligation to every player on that team, every coach on that staff, to put your best foot forward trying to win every game, which is ultimately trying to win a championship. And that's the only messaging should be coming out of the building.
We're working our tails off.
Yeah, to get this thing fixed. No, it's not where we want it to be. There's a lot of areas that need to improve. The quarterback could play better. I could coach better. We could run the football better. We could catch the football better. We could tackle better. All those things can be said in the sense of it's a collective group. It's not one person.
Yep.
It's not one person. But I'll say this real quick, Spike, before you go back to the phones. And this is not blaming AJ for saying this or what have you, but that's been the only individual complaint.
From a player.
From a player.
Yes, it's only been AJ.
It's an individual complaint. It's not anybody else complaining about. Everybody else is saying the right things, at least publicly, and then you hope they're doing the right things behind the scenes. But this idea of now we're going to try to place blame on someone solely, it makes me concerned that this could be what derails this team. This could be what actually prevents you from winning the Super Bowl, because instead of pulling together, trying to fix things, now we want to say it's his fault. No, it's his fault. It's his fault.
Well, and what a shame that would be. You know, you end up losing to the Rams, or but you get to the Super Bowl, you lose to the Bills, whatever.
Right. If somebody beats you, they beat you.
Yeah. But to beat yourself.
Doing it to yourself, I don't get that, man. And this is why teams don't. This is a big part of the reason why teams don't repeat.
Yeah, because this stuff.
Yeah. Once you've won one, now it comes. I won one, so now I'm trying to make sure my side of the ledger stays clean. I'm good.
So Pat Riley has a phrase for that. Mm-hmm. It was called the disease of me. And he would say that what the thing that would derail winning was after winning, everybody wants it to be about
them.
About them.
Yep.
And then that's where we are now. Now is everyone got the win, so it's not about the win anymore. It's about me.
Yep. I'm telling you, it's why I have all the respect in the world, Spike, for Bill Belichick and what they did in New England. His motto was, it ain't about you. It's about us. That was the Patriot way. No one is above the team. Now, he went about his way of keeping it that way and creating that sort of culture, and players may not have liked it. You couldn't, you know, he didn't like the individual stuff and this and that. He didn't like any of that stuff. Why Tom Brady wasn't on 1,000 commercials like Peyton Manning was. But Tom Brady was too busy winning trophies. And Peyton Manning was too busy coming up short in the playoffs. But he had all the commercials in the offseason. Bill Belichick understood what distractions were. And he kept them to a minimum. So and back then, Tom Brady bought into it.
Yep. I mean,
it wasn't until Tom Brady started eating avocados and working out with his own damn trainer that he wanted to break away from the Patriot way.
Look. Bill Belichick even covered up a murderer.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's...
Way to level that. Yeah. Well, Sirianni tries with the...
Mike.
Sorry.
That was killing a fly with a damn sledgehammer, man.
Yeah. Way to lay that one on, everyone.
Seriously,
nice and
bro,
light.
Seriously.
Nice and light.
Holy cow.
That is what Sirianni... Sometimes yes. You, sometimes me, always us.
But
this is...
That's just... What could be happening is that's just saying it, not
instead of being it. Yeah.
Kind of feels like what we're going through right now.
Certainly with some people within the organization.
Yeah. And that's why it's embarrassing.
Uncle Drew in Dover, you're on WIP. What's up, Uncle Drew?
What's going on? Hey, Spike, hey, I ain't going to argue with you today, you know.
Okay.
I appreciate you for giving Jalen some compassion, you know.
It's about time, right?
And Jack, you called me a moron last time, and my friends, they kind of try to laugh at me, whatever.
Wow.
You know,
I don't use the term moron lightly, so you must have done something.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's not go there. I'm trying to keep it good.
All
but
right.
I just think that, you know, like the last caller said, it's a sucker move, you know, to try to put Jalen out there like that. I mean, the man is an upstanding young man. I'm not saying he's perfect. He has his ways. But at the same time, he doesn't put anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, as far as like talking about them. And I forget it was something that they had last week. They were talking about the whole AJ thing, and he, whatever answer that he had said, it was just like an outstanding answer, you know? And it's just like, he never puts anybody under the bus. So I just don't understand why all of this hate. And then not only that, but this game that just played, how many drops was it in the beginning of the game? You know, A.J. Brown. I mean, it was
Smitty
even,
dropped two.
Goddard.
Yeah, Smitty dropped two.
Goddard,
and Goddard dropped one.
Yeah. What about that long ball in the third quarter? I forget which wide receiver that was. I think they took him right out the game when he dropped the ball.
Oh, the tight end. Line. That was the tight end.
The tight end. Who was that?
Forget
his kid,
name.
I still don't know. 83?
Granson.
Yes. That was a dime. So I don't understand it, but nobody's talking about the drops. And not only that, but just with this inclement weather, the last two games, why would you throw it in the middle of the field? You see what happened with Goff, when he threw it in the middle of the field. I mean, they were batting some of the balls down, but like, he was getting interceptions. Jalen Hurts, I understand that he doesn't throw the ball, you know, just throw it. But at the same time, he's going to put it in an area where the receiver's going to get it or nobody's going to get it. And, again, all this dude is winning, so I don't understand it. Why are we continuing to do this drama and have this drama? We're winning. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're winning. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see another team in the NFL that is winning as much as they are,
exactly.
Who are complaining as much as they are.
Yep.
And
exactly.
and Uncle Drew, you and I may disagree on how much of an issue that the success of the offense has to do with Jalen, not Jalen drops, but that's not even the point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you know, everybody shares. The offensive line shares responsibility. Kevin Betula and Nick Sirianni share responsibility. The wide receivers share responsibility. Jalen does. And they should all be working. Look, if they want to fight in the meeting room about this, that, right, and the other, you should have done this, fight in the meeting room. But to, right, publicly try to put it on someone else so it's not on,
exactly,
you. It's just, it's bad luck, man. It's bad luck.
Because everything is on him anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, like the praise, you know what I mean, adulation, everything is going to be on him. And then it's like, you know, when it's bad, it's going to be on him. But I do think that, you know, Petullo, he kind of got to go. I think that in the offseason, if he's available, I would try to get Brian Daboll. I would, because he's already worked with Jalen before. So I think that could be a good thing. And I think he would be an offensive coordinator that would stay for a while, because he's not going to get a coaching job anytime soon. You know what I mean? Right. So I think I would try to pick somebody up like him. You see what he did with Josh Allen and in Buffalo before he was there. You know, Josh Allen, he wasn't doing what he's doing now, and he learned from Daboll. And they actually kind of hurt a little bit when he left. So I think that we should try to get somebody like him. And my favorite character,
yes,
it would be He-Man.
Ah, oh, no, He-Man's a good
He-Man,
one.
He-Man, the one yeah, from the 80s, and yeah, the one, I think, at the beginning of the 90s, yeah, when he went into space.
Yeah, yeah. He-Man. Now, was it the green He-Man that went into space, or was that like the evil He-Man? There was a green He-Man too. I think there might have even been a red He-Man. The He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Skeletor.
See, that's what I'm saying. I got a few of them I wanted to go with, man. I just went with Scoob.
Scooby's a great one.
Scooby's a great one.
He-Man's a great one, too. That is next question today. Your favorite cartoon character. It is Mickey Mouse's birthday. 215-592-9494. Now, Mickey Mouse's birthday is a big day on the calendar, but also a big day on the calendar. It used to be Black Friday.
Right.
And it seems like everybody has sold out, but National Appliance Warehouse is here bringing it back.
Yeah, they're throwing it back.
It's Black Friday 2 weeks almost.
Exactly right.
Starts now.
The Black Friday mega sale underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard me and Spike talk about it. You're probably like, what the hell? Why haven't I gotten down there yet?
Well, now a loser
what
you are.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Get to the National Appliance Warehouse right now. You are in your kitchen all weekend, and you're like, this is the saddest kitchen I've ever been in. I need to upgrade my appliances. What am I waiting for? Why haven't I gone to the National Appliance Warehouse? Well, right now is the time. You can save up to 40% on appliances at National Appliance Warehouse right now, including Whirlpool appliances. And they have every appliance you could possibly need. Over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, all the big ones.
Do you know how big the showroom is?
15,000 square feet, Spike.
Yes, that's big.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Land the plane.
Yeah.
Land the plane. But listen, the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. You're always going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. It's guaranteed by Price Assure, piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps. Again, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. And again, the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. On top of everything else in National Appliance Warehouse, you're going to get an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. They're having a good time. They're selling you appliances, but they're also there to treat you like family. And that's what sets National Appliance Warehouse apart. It's a difference-making culture, not like the culture with the football team currently. The culture at National Appliance Warehouse, different. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
So Jaws was on the WIP Morning Show today with Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie and had a bit of a message for some of the players on the team who I guess are maybe not making winning their first priority.
Well, to me, that's a selfish approach. Football is the consummate team game. There's no I in team. I know some people say there's an M and an E, but it's the consummate team game, and winning is the ultimate goal. I've just never, 17 years, I've never been around coaches that didn't. You played for enough coaches as well, John. It's about winning the football game. And we all know there's ego involved, there's money involved, there's contracts involved, there's longevity involved. But it's about winning football games. I think that's the utmost important thing. If guys want to, sour on winning, then you got to get them off the team. And if they want to get mouthy about winning, they got to be off the team, because this team is winning, this team is a dynasty in the midst of a dynasty right now. And the only way you could break a dynasty down is from within. And I don't want to see that happen. Just keep winning. I don't care who gets the credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with him.
I would agree with him wholeheartedly, too.
Yep.
And it's a shame, because when you look, and you mentioned this a few minutes ago, there's only publicly, I've only seen one player say something negatively about the way things are going. And that doesn't mean you can't say we need to be better. That is not all the players have said.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
The defense
bailed us out. But all those things, giving them credit, all those things.
Yep.
But these two things, the not being able to control the AJ thing, reacting to the AJ thing the way that they did. And I really do think if you can't get control of a player doing what he was doing by any other way, than having a surprise meeting with the owner in front of the media and then throwing him the ball just so he stops doing it. Like, that shouldn't fly. It shouldn't fly. And leaks from within the organization about burying the quarterback shouldn't fly as well. And that is, you know, I think it was Uncle Drew that said, I can't remember Jalen Hurts one time ever. Over the last 2 years, I've been doing the radio show with you guys. One time ever saying anything negative about a player or we had the little thing with Sirianni.
Little one. Yeah.
Yeah, the little one with Sirianni. You'd have to ask him. But man, he's done a full 180 on that stuff, you know?
And again, I would say this. If it's that big of an issue, then you take care of it in the offseason.
Yes.
Because it's ultimately, I would imagine, probably going to not end well for the team. So now you as an organization, you have sort of at least the framework of which to operate moving forward, right? And so I say this to say, when you're in the moment, you should be trying to do the best you can to fix things and try to win a championship, not skirt blame and shift it on somebody else. That shouldn't be the priority. The priority right now should be trying to win football games. Now, if this thing ends drastically to where somebody's going to have to pay for it, then if you know the exact reasons why these things happen this way, then it's up to you as an organization to do what you need to do to remove it.
Your year-end meeting with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, you're like, look, quarterback, we couldn't do this. He wouldn't do this, he wouldn't do that, wouldn't do this. What, at 8-2, what good does it do right now?
That's my point. If you were 2-8, okay, all bets are off. Yeah, everybody's fair game.
Save themselves.
So we went through this in 2020. You know, as much as I wanted to protect Wentz and all that time, when you're losing games, there is no protection. There is no protection when you're losing games with high expectations. So then everything is on the table at that point, and they handle that the way they saw fit to handle it at the end of the season. But if Wentz was 8-2 during that time, I'd tell you to kick rocks.
Yeah.
And so would the fan base.
Right, right.
But they're winning right now. So as a fan base, why would you throw gas on this by adding this to the equation to give us something else to talk about?
Here's how negative it is. How negative is this? Is I want you, Ike, to imagine the reaction of Eagles win the football game. Just imagine what the phone's reaction is. Eagles win the football game, and I open up the next day, and I go, you know what? They can't do it because of Jalen Hurts. He stinks. He won't change this. He won't throw over the middle. He doesn't throw it soon enough. After they win, we would have a full board of people telling me to go screw.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a full week, whether I'm right, wrong, or indifferent, it would be a full week of your, now it's coming from the team?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About how negative that is and how poisoning the well that is?
Yeah. Now, we're taking D-Gun at his word.
I don't think he's making anything up.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I agree with you. And that's why when he puts something out there, it's respectable. It's from a reputable person who doesn't have that type of track record. And so, yes, I'm sorry, fans who wish it would be something we would ignore. It's hard to ignore it, but we also have our own way that this has made, at least I know I do, and I'm actually pleasantly surprised that Spike has the same feeling, that it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well,
it does. It just rubs me the wrong way.
When I see things from reporters that I feel are reputable, and I'll bring up two, in this case, one national, one local. Mm-hmm. D-Gun locally, Diana Rossini nationally. Mm-hmm. I think they're both reputable reporters. I don't think they're ever coming out and saying something that they made up. I don't think they're ever lying. What I do think is, okay, who might have told you that and why?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Who might have told you that and why? So with the D-Gun report, do I think he made it? Absolutely not. Do I think somebody within the organization told him? Absolutely.
Right.
And what does it pop up into my head? It's somebody covering their ass for production somewhere else. All right, 215-592-9494.
Lack of production.
Yeah. Yes. Elliot joins us next. Where are we going to fight about Elliot?
I don't know where he's at on this.
Yeah, where's he?
See, I think he's on both of your sides.
Okay.
But I think he's got his little Elliot thing that's going to make it annoying. It might turn you.
It might turn me.
Yeah, I could see it being like,
because you know what he'll do? A couple of callers have done this. Is like, don't push me on the jail and doesn't do anything wrong thing.
Right.
Don't push me on it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
don't go too far.
Well, again,
let's stay on topic.
Again, source has a point.
Yeah. But that, you know, that's not.
You stay out of here.
Why? Listen. Just say, it's good to see everyone starting to come around.
No, you get in
there. Yeah, just come around.
What are you thinking?
Well, I think it's embarrassing what the Eagles are doing.
Okay.
I do.
I didn't know, yeah.
But they're kind of cooking.
All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.